From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudet. Before Russia invaded Ukraine, Stephen Wright lived and worked in that country with his wife and his two daughters. Needless to say, life has been very different since then. Wright will be talking about his experience before and after a new film at the Flicks in Boise has aired. It's called The Earth is as Blue as an Orange. The movie chronicles the lives of another family and their day-to-day struggles in Ukraine as the war continues. Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, sat down with Wright to find out more about his story. Let's take a listen.
Stephen Wright spent the better part of two decades working on economic development projects in Ukraine. That's where he met his wife. Together, they welcomed two daughters into the world. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, George.
Up front, maybe you can share with our listeners about some of the projects that you worked on in Ukraine.
Yeah, it was quite fascinating. First went there in 1994.
Wow.
To kind of explore, and there were just enormous changes going on. And honestly, I was wasn't sure where I wanted to go. I had an opportunity for Brazil, but after visiting Ukraine, that's it. It all just set in stone. I'm going to go there and help with this whole transition. But around 2000, I started working with the World Bank because I did have finance background. And these were big loans that would come to the country of Ukraine. And then it was our job. We would win the contract to then put those loans into a service. And almost all of it was agricultural development. And again, working with farms that were 10, 20, 30,000 acres. So they were talking there wheat, soy, sunflower. And again, it's still about what you were doing at that level was how do you really increase productivity? So we had huge, huge farms. How do we really increase that productivity? So that's what I really focused on, really the last 5 or 6 years. And I stopped doing it only a year and a half ago.
Well, let's talk about that then, when hell was breaking loose. Talk to me about that moment when you said, we've got to get our kids out of Ukraine.
Yeah, well, I was in the city of Melitopol. And I always find it quite fascinating. It's a small city of less than 175,000 people. And lo and behold, now I see it on the world news. It's
right.
My little city of Melitopol, which is now occupied by Russians. So we have a large property there in a house that we built ourselves, which I can no longer go to. But at that point, when they decided we're going to annex the Crimea, make it ours, and I'm only 50, 60 miles north of the Crimea, and I was working in Crimea, had a business in the Crimea. We just knew that we had to do something. And I was getting a lot of advice from security folks, both Ukrainians and international, saying, I got to get out. Because I was still working on these international projects. That one, at that point, it was a Canadian-sponsored project. Again, with small farmers. And I had a high profile because I literally was known by thousands of small farmers because we're developing this whole economic project. So we knew we had to go. And literally 2 weeks after they got the permission from the Duma to annex the Crimea, we just packed up and went to Kiev with the family and just found an apartment and said, okay, now what are we going to do? And at the end of the summer, I'd already decided I'm coming to Boise. I have family in Boise. I'm bringing my daughters here, getting them into school. They didn't speak English.
Wow. You told me once that it's difficult to listen to or turn on the news some days, but I've got to assume that you're also conflicted with that because you've got family and friends still in harm's way.
Oh, yeah. And my wife's parents are there in Melitopol. We can't even communicate with today because the internet is completely controlled by the Russians.
Wow.
So that has been tough. But listening to the news, it has consumed us. And that's very difficult. So it's before you go to bed, what's the news? You wake up in the morning, okay, what's been the latest things that are going on? And it does get just overwhelming. So sometimes you just want to think, okay, I'll turn it off for a little bit. But then in the back of your head, it's like, what's going on? And when you think about the human casualties, it's just unfathomable what's happening.
Steve, I've only got about a minute left, but can you share with our listeners what you told me about your oldest daughter and one of her wishes?
Yeah, my oldest daughter just graduated from Sage International, and she wants to go back to Ukraine.
Wow.
And she would really like to go back there and help out and do what she can. Of course, I'm trying to push her now. So you got to have some skills, because if you're going to go back, bring something they need. And so we're in that discussion now. But, that, you know, I'm going to try and encourage her as much as I can to continue with that.
Well, this should be a pretty special evening. We should note that the Flix is an underwriting supporter of Boise State Public Radio News. Stephen Wright is going to engage with audiences before and after the film. And Steve, I'm guessing this evening will be something that attendees will not soon forget. And for now, I can only say thank you for giving us some time.
Thank you very much, George.
And that was our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, speaking to Stephen Wright. Wright will be talking about his experience in Ukraine tonight at the Flix in Boise.